Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Now we will pray our hymn, or maybe two hymns, since I'm feeling extra like covering these Advent hymns. These beautiful Advent hymns are awesome that the church gives us. On Jordan's bank, the Baptist's cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Awake and hearken, for he brings glad tidings for the King of the King of Kings. Then cleansed be every heart from sin. Make straight the way of God within. Oh, let us all our hearts prepare for Christ to come and enter there. For you are man's salvation, Lord, our refuge and our great reward. Once more upon your people shine, and fill the world with love divine. To God the Son glory be, whose advent set all nations free, whom with the Father we adore, and Holy Spirit evermore. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou wisdom from on high, and order all things far and nigh. To us the path of knowledge show, and teach us in your ways to go. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou Lord of might, who to thy tribes on Sinai's height in ancient times did give the law in cloud and majesty and awe. Rejoice, rejoice, O Israel, to thee shall come Emmanuel. O come, thou rod of Jesse's stem, from every foe deliver them that trust thy mighty power to save, and give them victory over the grave. O come, thou key of David, come and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, that we no more have cause to sigh. O come, thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadow put to flight. O come, desire of nations, bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Bid every strife and quarrel cease, and fill the world with heaven's peace. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Here we are, going off to morning to evening prayer. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. Psalm 116, 1 through 9, Thanksgiving. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal. For he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name. O Lord, my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord and just. Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back my soul to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, help us to do ministry rightly. And please help us learn how ministry is a blessing for all of us and how we can help each other to be better ministers and agents of God's mercy, all of the baptized. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, keep my soul from death. Never let me stumble. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Psalm 121, guardian of his people. Never again will they hunger and thirst. Never again will they know scorching heat. Revelation 7:16. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade. At your right hand, at your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you have prepared a quiet place for us in your Father's eternal home. Watch over our welfare on this perilous journey. Shade us from the burning heat of the day, and keep our lives free of evil until the end. In honor of Mary's gifts, pray for God's help. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. We pray for those in most need of God's mercy, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Hymn of Adoration from Revelation 15. Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory due your name, O Lord? Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Alleluia. Rejoicing, you shall draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Rejoicing, you shall draw water from the wellsprings of the Savior. Intercessions. To our Redeemer who came to bring good news to the poor, let us earnestly pray. Let all men see your glory. Show yourself to those who have never known you. Let them see your saving work. Let your name be preached to the ends of the earth, that all may find the way to you. You first came to save the world. Come now again and save those who believe in you. You brought freedom to us by saving us. Continue to save us and make us free. You came once as a man. You will return in judgment. Bring eternal reward to those who have died. Pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart.
I pray for Bill, for Henry,
for Father Rob, for Therese. We particularly pray for Therese to be able to get back to having full mobility and to feel reasonably well. Help all those suffering from chronic loneliness, pain, or depression to come close to you this Advent and to be saved by the Church's prayers. We also want to pray for all of your intentions, and for the desolate, the lonely, and those who lack a purpose in life. Let all men see your glory, Lord. Bind in one the hearts of all mankind. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And then the Virgin of Guadalupe prayer for this wonderful day in Advent. We have the special feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. O God, Father of mercies, who placed your people under the singular protection of your Son's most holy mother, grant that all who invoke the Blessed Virgin of Guadalupe may seek with ever more lively faith the progress of peoples in the ways of justice and of peace. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. O my God, I'm heartily sorry for having offended you. I firmly resolve, with the help of thy grace, to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen. And God forgives us. God loves us. and is always reaching out to us in compassion and mercy. And I pray for all the intentions of Mary's heart. Pray for our Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, and for his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who most need thy mercy.